life. Every time you see Ugga, he's either A, getting pulled around by somebody looking mopey. Ugga can't reproduce. He can't breathe. He's living a bad life. Every time you see Ugga, he's either A, getting pulled around by somebody looking mopey, or B, sitting on an icicle package because he's too fat. If he's not constantly air conditioned, he'll have a heart attack.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
So every bulldog in the world should be exterminated. You on record with that? Let's kill off all the bulldogs.
If you want to make this a widespread crusade, we can make it. Dog breeding has gone too far. Stop buying from breeders. Adopt a pet today. I am pro pet adoption. Get your pets spayed and neutered. I will carry the fight of Bob Barker.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Essentially, if your dog is a little bit heavy set, John Reed is volunteering to kill it for
you. Did you know that bulldogs can't have sex by themselves? Did you know that? So if we don't...
It's a tiring task.
If we don't intervene, they will just cease to exist. Nature will take its course.
Here, buddy.
God doesn't want us to have these bulldogs.
You stand by your bulldog holocaust, and I will stay away from it.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
All I'm saying is it's fat, it can't breathe, it can't reproduce.
Should I be exterminated?
Can you reproduce?
You want to throw me in there?
Can you
I'm
reproduce?
I'm fat and I can't breathe.
Can you reproduce?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Hour 2 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 2 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course right now.
Thank you, John. Kareem Hunt was cited for speeding. He got pulled over, and they found marijuana
in the car.
The Browns running back was pulled over Tuesday by police. They found small amounts of pot in the vehicle as he was driving.
Where was he at?
Rocky River, Ohio.
Marijuana not legal in Ohio, I assume.
Apparently not. Officers pulled him over for speeding. They noticed the smell of marijuana, so he was smoking pot in the car. He was placed in the back of the police cruiser while officers conducted a search. They found small amounts in a backpack in the back seat. They seized the backpack as evidence. Evidence for, I don't know what. I mean, guys just got some pot. I mean, anyway, he was only cited for the speeding violation, though. The Browns said they're aware and looking into it. So they didn't charge him with having pot. That's good.
Maybe they've decriminalized it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I think it may be decriminalized, but it is still like illegal.
Yeah, if they just had traces of it, it's not a big deal.
It's good to be decriminalized, though.
Which makes it seem weird that they even put it in there. In the police report.
Why is that?
I mean, if they didn't get in trouble for it, like, what's the point of putting it in there?
Well, I don't know.
Right? I mean, am I wrong on that? Like, if it's not a part of the police report, like, why is it a part of the story?
Well, it might have been a part of the police report.
Okay.
Couldn't they still put it in the report that they found it? Part of what happened?
I mean, they didn't charge him with, like, driving while impaired, right?
No, I guess not. Which is kind of surprising if it smelled like pot in the car. Like, if a guy's smoking weed while he's driving, I think you usually get charged for that.
Trace amounts? Is that just a baggie? Did he have like a baggie where weed used to be in it?
I'm assuming that's
like it was probably just a little bit.
Well, it didn't say.
But if they didn't charge him with like driving while impaired and he didn't get in trouble for it, I just don't know why it's part of the story.
They found small amounts. Could have been a dime bag. Who knows?
Fair enough.
I don't know how much it was.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of cities decriminalized weed in Ohio. Okay. So.
That's good. The petition to move the Super Bowl to Saturday is gaining steam. It now has over 30,000 signatures.
Say that one more time.
There's a petition to move the Super Bowl to Saturday. It's always taking place on a Sunday. A New York teen is attempting to change that.
Nah, he's an idiot.
Frankie Ruggeri, 16.
Go to hell, Frankie.
He's only 16.
It's Super Bowl Sunday, not Super Bowl Saturday.
He's only 16.
Why does he want it on Saturday?
Well,
then?
Maybe he's going to deliver pizza on Sundays.
Yeah, I'm sure he makes more money delivering pizza during the Super Bowl on Sunday.
I'm saying, sure they'd schedule him on Saturday.
Yeah, but he probably wants to watch the Super Bowl.
They would schedule him on a busy, busy day.
You can't call out pizza delivery on Super Bowl.
What are you talking about?
Is everybody that is
it's all hands on deck for the Super Bowl, bro?
It's one of the busiest pizza days. Yeah.
Yeah, all hands on deck.
I'd quit.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people do. Just like people who work at the mall probably quit right before Black Friday, but you can't get off work on Black Friday. It's all hands on deck.
You can get off work by just not going.
Amen to that.
People are getting behind the idea. The petition has more than 30,000 signatures now.
You're an idiot if you want it moved to Saturday. Do you want it moved to Saturday?
No.
Okay, that's surprising.
But
because usually you're on the side of idiots. That's not me calling you an idiot. You just usually line yourself up with it.
I like to stand up for those who have a voice that's not as loud.
Or who makes terrible sandwiches.
Amen to that. Why would the NFL, who plays their games on Sunday, want to have a championship on Saturday?
I don't know. They do it throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, but in the conference championship, they do it back on Sunday. That's probably more right. The Saturday there is just more of a, like, hey, we need to spread them out so we can have people watch all of them with sole focus. What is that 16-year-old even worried about? Like, being tired for school the next day? Like, what is he doing? Like,
I don't know. He started a petition.
In high school, did you guys have Super Bowl parties?
Yep.
I had one I went to.
We used
it.
To get...
I don't know. I used to watch it with my
used
family.
Used to get wild.
Yeah.
Used to get wild. Our Super Bowl parties.
So he's a big partier. We get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Just doing a bunch of dip, I bet. Just buzzing off of some chew.
Doing a bunch of dip.
Get you a big Copenhagen.
We had a bunch of cheese dip.
Yeah. Just big fat lips buzzing off the nicotine.
No,
spit cups laying everywhere.
No,
we
would get drunk.
Yeah,
we would get drunk for our Super Bowl.
Just pound some ibuprofen before you drink to get the blood real thin, and then take a couple beers.
Couple beers.
Couple beers.
Couple beers.
Yeah.
There was a lot of liquor that was drank. We drank before 21.
You're such a rebel.
We were cool.
Look at this guy over here.
We were cool.
I know what side you would have been on in the Civil War. The rebels.
At that time in my life, maybe.
Yeah.
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 When I was 16.
By God.
I didn't sound like
that. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I never said by God once in my life. That's for guys whose initials are JR.
That Power T tattooed on his arm is really just to cover up his Confederate flag he got when he was 16.
You found me out. The coronavirus is spreading. There are now concerns in China that have led to the rescheduling of the fight between Jose Ramirez and Victor Postol. I don't know who any of those guys are, but apparently it's a boxing fight. Who cares about these fights anymore? Do people really watch this? I mean, it's just junk. It's rubbish. People watch this.
What fight are we talking about?
Jose Ramirez and Victor Postol. Nobody knows who the hell either
what
of those
is it,
guys
boxing
are.
Boxing or fight?
It's
UFC.
Boxing.
Yeah, people still like boxing across the world.
Do you know those guys?
No.
No one does.
That doesn't mean that people don't enjoy watching them.
People don't care about that.
I enjoy watching people hit each other in the face. I'll go through those 30-second fight videos on Twitter's timelines all the time.
Yeah, I've seen
you. Just scroll back months and months at a time watching fights.
I've seen you in the mirror.
Yeah.
So apparently the death toll in China has
about seeing me in the mirror.
Risen to 26, huh?
Did you see where there's a case in Cookeville?
Tennessee Tech, yeah, has issued a statement. Apparently it's broken into the U.S. now. I guess it started in Seattle. Let me see if I can find the statement from Tennessee Tech.
How in the world did they get to Cookeville?
I don't know. They think that there's a case in Cookeville.
They don't know. Jesus Christ, where's it at? Here we go. Campus health notice from Tennessee Tech. On Thursday, a student at Tennessee Tech presented with very mild symptoms and with his recent travel history met the criteria for testing for a possible infection with the coronavirus. Health providers quickly recognized the patient met the criteria for the virus testing. Nothing has been confirmed. The individual is being kept isolated while precautionary testing is being conducted. Tennessee Tech continues to communicate and collaborate. Okay, so they're waiting on test results at Tennessee Tech.
Texas A&M also has a possible case.
Yeah. Yeah. This spreading throughout the SEC.
How did this start?
We talked about it yesterday. That restaurant or that live market in China that was selling food was selling those live animals, the crocodiles, the rats, the wolves, all that.
You're telling me the Chinese do not have proper health codes?
Well, there's just 9 million people apparently living in that city.
They do things a little different, too.
They can't raise enough cattle or chickens for protein, I guess. They just got to eat any meat they can get their hands on.
Can we not kill some of these people?
They're going to get killed through this virus, probably.
I don't mean, you know, I'm not trying to incite violence. What I mean is, can we not, you know, just quit?
Need another plague is what you're saying?
Maybe just quit reproducing. I mean, just let the old people die off. Not kill people, that's the wrong way to put it. But let the old people die off and maybe stop reproducing for a while. We got too many people in the world. I mean, it's just, there's too many. There's too many in China. There's too many here.
Okay.
We get enough, don't we? What are we at, 7 billion? Is that not enough?
Yeah, you're probably right.
We need to cut back on humans.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you.
Maybe this virus will keep spreading and we'll be able to do that.
I was reading it was really going to kill, like, the old people.
Oh, well, that's sad.
The virus is an ageist, as you would say.
Well, it's someone at Tennessee Tech, I assume, is a college student.
Yep, which means he probably won't die, but I guess we're going to try to keep him quarantined.
You ever seen the movie where the virus spreads all over?
Contagion?
Yeah. That's the one I'm saying.
Or the one outbreak with the one from the monkey from like the 90s.
I think Contagion's the one I'm thinking of.
Isn't there?
Which one has Atlanta?
Planet of the Apes doesn't have a virus spreading, does it?
Yeah, that's what was killing off the people. What made the monkey smart was killing the people.
In the new one?
Yeah.
Contagion.
The one with James Franco?
Yeah. That's what the problem
people
was.
People were dying?
Yeah, at the end of that movie, remember the guy started coughing up blood when he got on the plane and started spreading around.
On Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Then in the movie I remember is the monkeys run off over the Golden State Bridge and run into the woods.
Yeah, but I think it was like a mid-credit scene.
Did I say Golden State?
Yeah.
It was like a mid-credit scene where like the neighbor was like, the doctor.
Caused me Mr. Correction.
One of the doctors from the facility was banging on Franco's door. Normally I wouldn't correct you, but you called me an idiot again. And he wasn't answering, and then the neighbor walked up and he like coughed blood on him.
So is that why they want to try to go kill the apes?
Well, just the virus was killing
people. I know, but in the second one, is that why the Americans or the humans are trying to kill the apes?
I think kind of. And they felt threatened, I think, too. Just
I missed that.
Those were the people that were, like, I think, immune to it.
I mean, I love Planet of the Apes, but I kind of forget the part of coughing up blood. I gotta go
yeah, the one scientist died from it. Like, they found him, like, dead in his apartment. He was, like, the first one.
Okay. I must have been making out at that point.
Mm. Congrats.
Thanks, dude. Any other headlines?
Coach O and LSU reached a 6-year extension worth more than $42 million.
There's no way that's going to backfire.
No, definitely not.
You won a championship, you pay him.
Yeah, you have to. $42 million over the next 6 years, so we'll see how much he gets.
Bala gumbo.
We'll see how much he gets of how much he actually earns of that. How long do you think before they fire him?
They might not fire him.
He might be a lifer.
Maybe. Maybe. Mm-hmm. He lost his coordinators, though, and he lost his quarterback. We'll see. Maybe he can bounce back and continue to thrive. Him saying, like, hey, I don't care what type of offense we run, I just want to win, that's a good sign that he's not going to get, like, stuck in his ways.
There's a beautiful adoptable dog over at the Young Williams place right now.
What does it look like?
It's a 10-year-old boxer-type-looking dog. Maybe not. I don't know what that is. What do you think that is? It's got some boxer in it, doesn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that is. Very pretty dog, though.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. The NBA named their all-star starters last night, Cody. Did you see the list? Did you see it? Did you see it?
No.
10 guys, 5 from the West, 5 from the East. Did you see them?
I did not.
You want to take a guess on who they are?
Who the all-stars are?
Yeah, name the all-stars, Cody.
How many are there? 10 total?
Five from the west, five from the east. I just said that. Okay. Literally. All right. I literally just said that.
Okay, calm
funny
down.
Funny how you can hear me
calm
say Carolina.
Down.
It's funny how you can hear me call a woman Carolina when I have a statement that I need help with when we're actually doing our radio show.
Calm
you're nowhere to be found and you don't
down.
Remember.
If you could calm down. I'm
comes
sorry.
To nitpicking, you're right
I'm
there
sorry,
on top
I
of it.
I just saw the fruit bat soup, okay? I just saw it.
I don't want to hear about the fruit
I bat. I had to look at it. I was distracted.
I don't want to hear about the fruit bat.
The All-Stars. The fruit bat I can guess the All-Stars.
It goes the west or the east?
I guess the West.
I'm not just letting you name 10. You got to name them in order.
Okay.
Western Conference All-Stars.
LeBron James.
He is the captain. He got the most votes. That means he got the most votes. Yeah.
He counts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Nobody from Golden State this year.
Oh, God.
Not going to beat, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to say, this is the way we're going to do it. Okay. This is going to.
Well, you ask me. I got to work through it.
That's fun.
Okay. Jokic, is he on there?
He is not a starter, no.
Is he on the team?
They haven't announced the rest.
That counts.
They haven't announced the
He'll
backups.
Be on the team. We asked for the James starters.
Harden? Yep. Yep, James Harden.
Are we giving him a certain number of strikes?
No.
We'll get there. We'll figure it out okay. when we get there. We'll know when it's over. We'll know when it's over.
Damian Lillard?
No. Although he's on quite the tear last night. He dropped another, like, 47 last
yeah.
night? He followed up a 60-point game with a 47-point game. I feel so bad for him, but then at the same time, I don't. I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for Kevin Love. I don't feel bad for those guys who sign big contracts with losing teams and then get mad when they're losing. Like, what did you think was going to happen, Dane? That you were going to take Portland to the championship? No, bro. Was it going to happen? So now you're balling out as, like, Carmelo's jacking up 18 shots a game. You done already? You give up?
No. Not important.
You trying to cheat over
there's
here?
There's nothing on
there. The hell's
there's
on this computer?
There's nothing on there. I did Google All-Star, but I don't see anything.
Scroll up.
Okay.
Change the window.
There's nothing on there.
Change the window.
Take it away.
What the hell's going
there's
on over here,
on
you
there.
Cheater?
All right, so LeBron.
What a cheater.
Kawhi.
Kawhi, yes. It's funny how you got one right after you Googled it.
I would have gotten Kawhi, for God's sake.
Says the guy that couldn't get the Raptors.
Yeah.
All right, so LeBron, leave me alone. LeBron, Kawhi, who have I got? I said
oh
LeBron,
this is a
Kawhi.
Terrible exercise.
I'll get
this
through it.
Entertaining.
LeBron, Kawhi, James Harden, Anthony Davis.
You're pretty hot right now after going to your Google website.
I'm working through it. And there's one more guy.
One more.
He probably plays for the Jazz or something. I don't know.
No, close. A white team.
Okay, so Luka.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You did pretty good.
There we go.
Yeah.
And in the East.
Nice way to throw me off the set by saying a Jazz guy. That way then you could get Luka to make it look like you hadn't cheated. So that's good.
I didn't cheat.
You tried.
I tried, yes.
The intent was there.
But I didn't cheat.
Yeah, the intent was there.
The East is going to be Giannis.
He's the captain.
Joel Embiid.
Yep. Although there's questions of whether or not Joel will be able to play because he's injured.
There'll be other guys.
There will be other guys. That's correct.
Kyrie.
Kyrie, no. No, he's been injured too long.
Okay. Somebody else from
yeah, there'll be other people there for sure.
Anybody from the Celtics?
Yep.
I don't know who the Celtics' best
Kemba
player
Walker.
Is. Kemba Walker is their best player?
Yeah.
I thought he played somewhere else.
I mean, he did last year.
Okay. All right, so that's three. And so there's two more.
Yep.
Two more there. Victor Oladipo.
No, he hasn't played a single minute so far this season. Good guess, though. He might be an All-Star next year. He would have been an All-Star if he played, probably. No, you don't get half credit for that. You're done?
John Wall.
He has also not played a minute of basketball, so you're doing good with that in that regard so far.
I know it's not John Wall, okay.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm working through it. It's
yeah.
kind
you
of
give up.
Making it.
You failed?
Not really, because I want to get it
you
now.
You quit?
Somebody from the Raptors?
Yeah.
Siakam?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So
good job by you.
So
one left.
Giannis, Siakam, and then who were the other two that we got?
Giannis,
Embiid.
Siakam, Embiid, and Kemba Walker.
And Kemba
you didn't
Walker.
Really get Kemba Walker, but you guessed the Celtics. So partial credit.
Yeah, I kind of got Kemba Walker. Where's the other guy play?
I'm not
the
telling
Heat?
You that.
Heat?
No. He was the big guy everyone said he got snubbed, the guy from the Heat. Everyone's like, where's Jimmy Butler? Where's
probably
Jimmy
one of
Butler?
These foreign guys.
No, he's no. American.
American?
Yeah.
Very American name.
I wouldn't say very American name, but he's very American. He's the American dream of sorts.
I don't know what that's
American
referring
hero,
to.
American hero, maybe.
I have no idea what that's referring to. You're saying he was in...
If they wouldn't have kicked him off the Olympic, of the World Cup team, we probably would have won gold this year. But Greg Popovich, not really good at making decisions since Kawhi left. I don't know what the hell Popovich's deal was, but he brought his guy on there who sucked and kicked off this guy who would have brought home the gold. Because he's really good. He's an all-star starter.
And plays for the team that he plays
there's
for.
It's a team right now that's struggling a little bit, but they're getting better. They're playing harder. Some people are saying they're up and coming and within striking distance of the playoffs. They'll be fine.
Trae Young.
Yeah. Yeah, good job by you. So those are your all-star starters.
I got them all.
You did. You did good.
I didn't see the
Siakam coming, to be honest.
I'm pretty sure I got more than the average person who doesn't care about the NBA would have gotten.
Maybe, but I don't know. I feel like we could have asked, like, Heather Harrington, the NBA all-stars, and she would have done just as good as you, probably.
No, she would not.
Probably.
She would not have.
I think she would have.
No, she would not have.
You got, what, six... 7 out of 10.
Are you really going to compare me to Heather Harrington?
Going with the average radio host, our competition, our time slot share.
She would not have gotten close.
She might have.
She would have gotten maybe LeBron and Kawhi. She would have gotten like two or three. She would not have gotten any of those people in the East. Maybe Giannis, just because she's heard the name.
Didn't know you were going to get so defensive.
Don't compare me to Heather Harrington.
People are mad about Jimmy Butler being left off the All-Star team. Pointing to Trae Young, those people are dumb because Jimmy Butler is listed as a forward. So really, you'd have to take off Giannis, Siakam, or Embiid. Not going to happen. Maybe you put Jimmy Butler in over Siakam. Maybe since Siakam missed, 10 games or so. But Siakam's been really good, so I don't really have a problem with any of those All-Star starters. It's nice to see Trae and Luka be All-Star starters. That's good. I like that.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and I've been really annoyed by this. In the same regard as I've been annoyed by the Eli Manning stuff, I've been annoyed by the All-Star conversation. Of everyone saying, you can't put a guy in whose team's only won 11 games. You can't put a guy who's only won 11 games in there. As if it's Trae Young's fault they've only won 11 games. Without Trae Young, they probably would have won 2 games so far this year.
If he was good, he would have led them to more wins.
That's not true. That's just not true.
What happens when you put LeBron on a team? They go from losing games to winning games.
I mean, they won like 3 more games last year. The Lakers won like, 3 more games, if anything, more than they won the year before?
What happened to the Cavs?
They also got Kevin Love.
Would the Lakers be...
Ever heard of Kevin Love?
Would the Lakers be winning
Have
now?
You heard of Kevin Love?
Yeah, but look at what LeBron
Kevin
did
Love's
with the
pretty
Cavs.
Good.
The Cavs suck, though. Like, look at what happened
with... They didn't have Kevin Love.
That's the reason? Just forget that LeBron left.
LeBron's great. LeBron was a big factor, but they added Kevin Love, too.
But LeBron to take that team to where he took them is
with the help of
very,
Kevin Love,
an
all-NBA caliber player.
Very, very impressive.
Sure. Him and Kevin Love really turned that team around. Two
Kawhi,
great players.
Kawhi leaving the Raptors hasn't seemed to...
It hasn't bothered them that much.
Hasn't affected them too much.
It hasn't, and they were great last year when Kawhi was resting. The difference is, like, what's going to happen in the playoffs when they don't have Kawhi to be there in the playoffs and, like, it's Kyle Lowry trying to run around and make plays. That might be an issue.
I'm just saying, if Trae Young was great, I think they'd have more than 11 wins.
Oh, do you?
I do.
That's your expert opinion?
Yeah. Switch LeBron and Trae Young. Everything else is exactly the same. Do they have more than 11 wins?
The Lakers probably don't have much less than, 36?
That's not true. That's not true.
Trae Young and Anthony Davis run a pretty good pick and roll.
That's not.
Yeah, that would be nice.
They'd run a pretty good pick and roll.
They wouldn't have 36 wins.
No, they'd have a few less. They'd have like 31.
That's a big difference, really.
That's 5.
In the grand scheme.
That's 5.
So now we're going anti-LeBron.
I'm not anti-LeBron. I'm pro Trae Young.
Sounds anti-LeBron.
I'm pro Trae Young.
Yeah, well. Maybe
who's been great as the 5th best player, offensive player in basketball this year.
John Collins took steroids, and he's still not even that very good.
Nah, he's been balling lately. Whoa. He's been balling lately.
Don't disrespect him. He had 33 and like 16 the other night.
Yeah, that's
true.
He should be balling if he's on Tyrannoball.
I was pretty excited to see future Hawk Montrezl Harrell out there too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was balling. I can't wait till they get paired up next year. Did you think Jimmy Butler got snubbed?
No, I thought it was fair.
Yeah, you got the 10 right. I'll probably agree with that. It's a good 10. Jimmy Butler.
I thought Dame Lillard was snubbed.
Who would you put in over him, though? I mean, who would you take off of the Western team to put him in?
Who was on the Western team?
Luka. Yeah, who are the guards?
I'd put him in over Luka.
Harden and
Luka, I guess.
I guess Luka's counted as a guard.
Put him in over Luka.
Because then it was LeBron. Is that right?
It was LeBron, Anthony Davis,
Kawhi.
Luka, Kawhi.
Yeah, so I guess LeBron, Kawhi, and Davis were the forwards.
Mm-hmm. You got to have those three.
You can't put Dame over Luka.
Why not?
Luka's been better this year.
Dame's done it longer.
He has, but it's for the 2020 awards.
You remember the run last year in the playoffs? Remember how good he was?
Yeah, he was great.
Haven't seen Luka do that.
Nope. That is true.
I think it should be more of a sample size.
You think it should take the last 3 years and vote for the All-Stars that, like rolling over, add another year, and then you take the last 3 years into account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Durant should have made it this year.
Yeah. Just put Durant and Curry on there, too. So you agree the top 10, maybe put Dame on there instead of Luka?
Yeah. You know, I didn't think I would miss Durant, but I think I kind of missed Durant.
Yeah.
Not playing this year.
Yeah, I would imagine that a full year of Zion, a full year of KD, the Warriors being back with Curry, I'd imagine next year that will be a big boost for the league.
I like it that the competition is less this year for LeBron. I hope he wins it, but he's still – I mean, the Clippers and the Bucks are still going to be very tough to get by.
LeBron with a really good answer when asked. He was asked if the Lakers are one trade piece away from being a championship team. Last year, he was all about ruining the chemistry, talking about we need a trade. This time, even though he knows they probably need a trade or a buyout guy, he said, we got enough right now.
To win a title?
Yeah. He said we got enough. Protected his locker room. Learned from last year.
So you think he wants a third piece?
They need another rotation guy, probably.
Not a third guy? Who's the third
guy? No, they don't need like a third star or anything. I don't think they need that. I think they just might need another defender that could knock down some open shots, like a Robert Covington type of guy. Maybe a guy off the bench who can shoot.
Patrick Beverley?
No, not him.
He's not a good defender?
Yeah, I mean, he is, but they're not getting Patrick Beverley from the Clippers.
He's at the Clippers, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking more like a Robert Covington type of guy.
Is Patrick Beverley the difference in the Clippers and the Lakers?
No, Kawhi is.
Well, I know Kawhi's the best player. I'm saying as a defender. Patrick Beverley's a great defender.
No, because the Clippers need help, too. They had a big story wrote by them by The Athletic yesterday. I don't know if you saw it or saw any headlines from it, but where the Clippers, apparently the locker room's getting tired of the preferential treatment that Kawhi and Paul George are getting.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're tired of how those guys are getting to take some games off and not have to practice and cancel walkthroughs and things like that.
Yeah,
because last year the Clippers had the reputation of being like the scrappy underdog type of thing. Like you had Patrick Beverley, you had Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell carrying a team of no names to the playoffs by working hard and grinding. And now they've been replaced by their thoughts of kind of like being a couple of divas who are don't really care about the regular season, who are just like, get us to the playoffs. Apparently there's some frustrations coming out of that locker room, if you believe The Athletic.
I do.
Beverly tried to deny it on Twitter.
Yeah, they tried. Yeah. Let me see through that. I mean, Montrezl Harrell said that as much in a press conference a couple of weeks ago. After they lost to the Grizzlies, he was mad. Okay. Good talk. Big recruiting weekend for Tennessee. Big name coming. Some coaches tweeting out some stuff. What does it all mean, Basil? We'll talk about it next.
It's the best.
Big possible recruiting weekend for Tennessee. The rumored five-star, Zachary Evans. I guess the rumored interest. He has interest in Tennessee. That's been the rumor. Well, apparently it's more than a rumor, as the report is that he will be coming to Tennessee this weekend to visit on an official visit. He's supposed to arrive sometime today for an official visit. He's the number 16 prospect in the country. Moose went in home with Evans earlier this week, and convinced him to come and take a look here. According to VolQuest, the idea of being, quote, the guy at Tennessee is enticing. Which, I don't know how I'd feel about that if I was Eric Gray, because I think a lot of us have a lot of hope for Eric Gray. But this guy's a big-time prospect.
Eric Gray's cool. Cool and all, but this guy's like, you know, superstar.
Yeah, level. Yeah, potentially. I mean, he's coming out of high school. He's a much better prospect.
The 34th highest ranked player of all time on 247's rankings.
Okay.
He is as good as they get, really, in terms of his high school evaluation.
It looks like it's coming down to Tennessee, Texas A&M, a little bit, and Georgia. Like, the thought process was Texas A&M had it locked up after he got out of his letter at Georgia. But then apparently Tennessee's swooping in and making it a real threat. And then there's always a talk of him going back to Georgia. He's apparently going there for his last official visit next weekend, going back to Georgia to look around.
Now, this guy, he was committed to Georgia.
Yep. He had signed with Georgia.
And they released him from his letter of intent.
Correct.
There was some kind of an issue with, what was it? He wouldn't give away his cell phone or something?
Yeah, he was supposed to turn into a cell phone. I don't know exactly what it was. He was supposed to turn in a cell phone the night before. I don't know if it was the night before his high school game or what.
And he wouldn't do it?
He wouldn't do it.
They say he has a problem with authority, a problem with coaching, stuff like that.
I mean, I know another guy who some people say is the greatest of all time that wouldn't give up his cell phone.
Who's that?
Tom Brady.
Oh.
He wouldn't give up his cell phone.
Oh yeah, that's right. And yeah. the whole Deflategate thing.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look. I like a guy that's kind of anti-authority.
He got suspended from his state high school championship because he wouldn't turn over his cell phone.
That's a stupid thing to be concerned about, I think.
I hope they lost that game. Do we know if they lost that game? I hope they lost for suspending what I would assume was their best player.
What's the high school name?
The North Shore Mustangs. Their coach said, "Hey, everybody, give us your phone. We got to get ready for our rematch against Duncanville."
Duncanville?
Yeah.
They finished the year 15-1.
I don't know if they lost that. It was a rematch with Duncanville, so maybe they lost earlier.
They won. 31-17.
Damn it. The coach is rewarded for taking up their cell phones.
They scored a lot of points. They put up 76 on one team.
That's cool. So he's supposed to be here this weekend for an official visit. My guy Niedermeyer didn't do much this cycle. Was the only guy he got the kid from here, Barron? Is that the only guy he got?
He didn't do quite as well as he did last year.
The four-star from Knoxville. Like, I mean, they lost on Hardy. Got played by Hardy. None of the big prospects that he was the lead on. So this would be a nice way to kind of bounce back. The added wrinkle here is that reportedly he won't be able to sign a national letter of intent. You can't sign two of those. And since he already signed one with Georgia and got out of it, whatever school he decides and announces, that recruitment can't technically end. So schools will either still be pushing him or you're still at the mercy of him changing his mind until he enrolls.
How early can he enroll?
He would be enrolling in the summer. So you would be waiting until like the beginning of June, end of May type of thing.
So even if you land him, you're still going to be...
You're still going to be sweating him.
Yeah. Which is not so bad. I mean, for a player like that, you're gonna have to anyway. You know, you don't just add a guy like that and everything's easy. If you add him, he's your highest rated recruit.
For sure. For sure.
And he's your only five star. That puts your class. I did the old class calculator.
Okay.
And that would put you with the number 9 class.
If you add that guy, you're only number 9. Aren't we already number 9?
I'm looking at 247.
We're a rivals family.
247, you move up to number 9 by adding him. Currently, we are number 16.
Okay. It's crazy that it had that much discrepancy, but whatever.
Go go look at Rivals. I don't know if Rivals has a class calculator.
We don't need it all that. Like, it's just about adding blue chips. A Tennessee would be adding a blue chip. Hopefully your quarterback of the future and a stud dynamic running back. That'd be pretty good.
It would be great, yeah. We could use a stud running back.
You had Joe Aceve tweeting out that some things are just better done live and in person. I assume that is talking about this kid. I don't know.
Maybe he's filing his taxes.
Maybe. Like, hey, I'm not – TurboTax. Go to hell, TurboTax. I'm going straight to the IRS. Going straight to their office. We're doing this live and in person.
He's down on the corner at H&R Block.
Yeah.
How do you file your taxes?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Quarterly, every 25 years. Rivals has us with the number 11 class. It's better than number 16, I guess, but they don't have a class calculator, so I don't care for that.
So you'd be okay if this guy came in thinking he was the lead guy? I mean, I guess you tell these guys whatever you need to tell them to get on campus. And I do think, you know, I'm okay if Tim Jordan ever gets a carry here at Tennessee again. Like, I thank him for his service. It's nothing against Tim. Like, thank you.
Sounds like you're anti-Tim.
No, thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate you.
I like watching Tim carry the ball. I got no problem with Tim. Ty Chandler, he's coming back too, isn't he?
I'd be okay if Ty Chandler never got another carry here. Again, thank you, Ty.
Seems a little extreme.
I don't mean anything but personal.
Sounds personal.
I want to see Eric Gray and Zachary Evans tote the rock. Those are the guys. I mean, we'll give Ty Chandler and Tim Jordan some garbage time carries.
Why not have a stable?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get some mop-up duty.
You know, I didn't think I would be susceptible to this after we discussed it last week, but seeing that fifth star there on Harrison Bailey looks good.
Yeah, yeah. See, you're one of those people I was talking about, five-star quarterback. It just feels different, right?
That looks great.
Yeah, it feels different.
You like seeing that.
Yeah.
Not just 1, 2, 3, 4. 5.
Wow, there's not a sixth.
Big difference. That's one whole hand of stars.
There is not a sixth.
Number 2 at his position.
Isn't it crazy how that works out?
Offers from everybody who's anybody.
Everybody who's anybody.
He's all vol.
I mean, I would love the idea. Like, you could convince me that I would be fine rolling with Garantano if you signed this 5-star running back.
Just run the ball.
And then you have him and Gray in a 5-star offensive line. Like, I could get behind that. And, like, I think that's Jeremy Pruitt's wet dream of football, is just running the ball every play.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again. Counter to the left. Nope, we're going right.
We countered the counter.
What are we running
this
time?
You thought we were going to run right, so we were going to counter left. But then you knew we were going to counter left, so we actually just ran right.
Just a normal handoff.
Coach,
just a normal handoff.
What are we running this time, Coach?
But it's a counter to the counter.
35 power. We're going to power it right to the right side. Sounds good, Coach. We're going to run counter after that? Yep. Then we're going to work in a toss, a little pitch action. Then we're going to run right up the middle. Just line up in the I formation, huh? Worked for the Titans.
Yeah. I mean, you need to be able to throw accurate play action passes, so maybe then we'd still need to be with Bailey, but yeah.
Play great defense and run the ball. I mean, it still works. It still works in today's game.
It does. And like I said, that's Jeremy Pruitt's wet dream of football.
The game has not changed all that much. Everybody tried to get fancy with their spreads and they're throwing the ball all over the field, but still about running the football and playing defense.
I mean, I think you need to have a little bit more creativity than that. I don't think you can just line up in I formation and run the football all the time. I think
you might want
to
get.
I think
a little
you
creative,
need to run some side to side or run power out of
that's
other
fine,
formations.
But you don't have to have all these cute routes and all this kind of. I mean, it's a power game. It's an offensive lineman's game. Always has been. Coach told me one time, football comes down to two things: blocking and tackling. That's it. Blocking and tackling. That's how you win games.
What about holding on to the football?
Well, there's other things you got
to
do.
You said two things. I feel like you got to hold on to the football, too.
There's things you got to do to preserve the, you know, but at its essence, essentially, is what he means. Just
you got to have guys run behind the blocking.
I'm aware of that. I'm saying that football.
Hold on to the ball.
The top two priorities in football, blocking and tackling. If you can't do those two things, you can't do anything.
I would say that's probably accurate.
It's a legendary coach that told me this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have I heard of him?
Legend. Yeah. Coach the Patriots for a long time.
Gotcha.
Still there.
Not Pete Carroll?
No, it's Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Yeah, he told me that.
Nice.
I went to a clinic. Saw him there.
Yeah.
One of those urgent care clinics.
Uh-huh. He happened to be there?
Yeah, I happened to be in Boston. I cut my finger.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said blocking and tackling, Cody. That's what it is.
This would be a nice last get in this recruiting class. And like I said, if this if you get this guy, like I already think you'll be able to run the ball, but if this guy's as good as advertised, you know, a big, explosive, elusive freshman, it could really help Tennessee's ground game go to a different level, one that might change the math on how you need to play the quarterback position next year.
It's making me excited. If we land this guy, I'm already excited about that O-line because you know Cade Mays is going to get cleared too. I'm ready to see some fists going up some butts.
Excuse me?
Some fists up some butts.
That's weird. That's
talking about with our O-line.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
I want to see some guys punching some guys
with needles, stabbing them with needles that they keep in their belts.
Not necessarily. I mean, I'd like to see them be kind of dirty, but, you know,
Cam, go to break.
Picking up a six-pack of beer on...
Back on the program. Well, we're almost at the end of hour two.
Awkward.
What else do we have left we got to get to today? I want to do some Cam's animal stuff. We've been promising that all week. Cam will do some animal stuff in hour three. What else we got? We got Kansas preview. Probably should do the Kansas preview in hour three. You don't
care
about that?
Are we going to talk about the fruit bat, Cam?
I can do fruit bat. Okay. I'll do fruit bat for you.
We'll do the fruit bat in hour three as a part of Cam's animal
thing. That's good. I definitely want to do Cam's animal thing.
So really we just got Kansas preview and Cam's Animal Kingdom, right?
Yeah, we could
headlines
probably
and pump the brakes.
Yeah, we could probably knock out the Kansas preview right now.
And then what are we going to do in that other segment in hour three? I didn't see you jotting down anything on the list that you wanted to get my take on about me being on the side of the fence or not. So, like,
I had a few submissions.
Okay, well, we got 7 minutes if you want to do it now.
Well, let me look and see what all I got. Give me 1 second. Maybe 5 seconds. Maybe 10. Give me just
one. Two, three,
aliens, four. Real or not?
Real. But I don't know if they're like what we think they are.
But there is other life forms out in the world.
Yeah. They could just be like bugs and stuff, though, that crawl inside your ear and eat your brain.
Let's see.
And kill you.
You think?
Yeah, and then maybe they take over your body.
I think they're definitely, I mean, not to get too deep.
This isn't about you. This is my takes.
Oh, okay.
This isn't get Cody's thoughts on things. It's get my thoughts on things.
Oh, my apologies.
No one ever accuses you of riding a fence.
My apologies. Friends or Seinfeld, that one's, I think we established
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Seinfeld. Easy.
Is That's Trey Wallace an Alabama or Auburn fan?
I think Trey is someone... Wait, let me take that back, because when you say you think, it kind of seems like you're implying that you're also maybe on the fence. You're not willing to say it's a fact. Trey Wallace is a good man. Trey Wallace wants to be an unbiased journalist, so sometimes he goes out of his way to seem as if he's not a Tennessee fan, which then opens him up to this criticism. Then he's from Alabama, so people automatically assume Alabama or Auburn fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's much, much more of a Vanderbilt fan.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I think his brother went to Auburn. His dad's a Tennessee fan. I think he's just somewhere in the middle. He tries to remain unbiased.
He's a Tennessee fan, but he wants to be unbiased.
You think he's a Tennessee fan?
Yeah, I think so. Or he used to be. I don't know if he still is. Like, he used to be.
I think he's an Auburn fan and he wants to remain unbiased. Again, these are not my takes. I don't know why I'm contributing.
I don't think he's an Auburn fan. Why the hell would he be an Auburn fan?
His brother went there.
And?
He's from Mobile, which is not close to Auburn.
Yeah, so does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Is the Judeo-Christian God real?
Who's that from?
Jordan DeGianni, CBS Sports.
Say that one more time.
Is the Judeo-Christian God real?
Does that mean just the regular?
The one that the regular that God? Most people around here call
yeah,
God.
Yeah. I've never heard him described as Judeo-Christian, but I'm not necessarily.
I don't know. I've heard that word Judeo. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
I have
it means.
Too, but like I didn't know if.
Something with the Jews?
Yeah.
Judas?
I don't know.
Jewish? Jews? I don't know.
And that was from whom? A professional?
Yeah, Jordan DeGianni, CBS Sports.
Oh. This is complex.
That's a tough one. That's the one we're all really wondering about deep down.
Here's my thoughts on it. This isn't me riding the fence. I don't think I can answer on whether or not he's real because I don't know that. You know what I mean?
One leg on each side.
No, here's my take. I believe that he is real because of mathematics. There's no reward if you don't believe. And say you don't believe and you're right. What's the benefit there?
Richard Dawkins, who wrote The God Delusion, would shoot down that.
No, there's four scenarios. There's four scenarios, right?
Mm-hmm.
God is real and you believe. God is real and you don't believe. God is fake and you believe. God is fake and you don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that right? Did I do that right on the permutation?
Maybe.
Like you believe or you don't believe. And then of believing and not believing, either you're right or you're wrong. So there's four different options.
Maybe.
There's no benefit for not believing and being right. There's no benefit for that. Three of the four options, there's no. There's either reward or neutral. There's only one option where you're wrong and you're punished.
Well, to assume that there's a reward and a punishment, though, that's a different part of it.
No, it's called heaven and hell.
Well, yeah, but not all people believe in that, even the different denominations or whatever.
Yeah, but you're asking specifically about the Judeo-Christian God.
Yeah, but I think many of the Christians.
If I believe in the Judeo-Christian God and I'm right, I go to heaven. If I believe it, I'm wrong. You know what? I die just like the non-believers, you see? Whereas if you don't believe and you're wrong, guess what, buddy? Guess what happens to you if you don't believe and you're wrong? Guess what?
But not all
that's bad.
Not all the Christians
therefore,
believe
just,
in heaven and hell.
What?
Not all the Christians
This particular
believe
one does. You specified. You specified which God we're talking
it's
about.
It's his question.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That God does believe in heaven and hell.
I'm just saying the Catholics think there's a middle ground you can go to.
We're not talking about Catholics.
Purgatory.
We're not talking about them.
Which you could say, really, we're in purgatory every day.
That's what some people think.
Kind of. I don't know the answer. I was just wondering, the question's for you.
I'm just looking at it mathematically. I lay it out.
I'm not seeing the mathematics of it.
Yeah, there's four options. Three are positive or neutral. One's only bad. So if you want to avoid the bad one. That's the mathematics behind it.
Seems to me like it's just kind of whichever area of the world you're raised in.
No, there's Christians across the world.
Yeah, but it's just kind of wherever you're born. You typically get indoctrinated in a certain.
There's things called missionaries.
Yeah. Yeah. They're mm-hmm. all the big three are trying to spread their.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're born in India, you're probably not born as a, you know, a Jesus person.
That's probably
most
correct.
Likely.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's different.
Did I ride the fence?
No, I think you gave a good answer.
I don't know if I rode the fence or not. I just feel like it's kind of a who am I to say if he's real or not? You know what I mean? I don't have any proof to that.
It's hard to know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I'd have to be pretty full of myself to come on there and give an answer.
Yeah.
That's saying yes or no. I mean,
and, you know, maybe it's a little bit conflicting to think, like if you were to think there's no God, but you believe in the bigger universe. Maybe you just don't call him God, but I think we all believe in the bigger, like there's other things out there, right?
Hour two in the books, hour three on deck.
This winter,